USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect believed to have shot and killed a federal judge's son in New Jersey while wounding her husband was reportedly an anti-feminist. Roy Den Hollander, described as a men's rights attorney who raged against women. He was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound hours after the shooting on Sunday evening at Judge Esther Salas' home. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy offering his condolences at yesterday's daily briefing.
Offering my prayers, and I know my colleagues join me, to federal court judge Esther Salas, whose son was murdered and husband seriously wounded in a brazen and cowardly act of gun violence at their home.
Hotspot for COVID-19, Arizona reported its lowest number of cases in the last 7 days, while in Florida they reported another 10,000 new infections. And this is USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores, or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says President Trump's re-election strategy seems to be aimed at planting distrust in the U.S. electoral system. Speaking on MSNBC last night, Clinton said,
"Try to make it as difficult as possible for people to vote, to have those votes counted, to sow even further distrust in our electoral system."
Clinton responding to remarks that Mr. Trump made on Fox News Sunday when he was asked if Hillary accept the results of the November election.
"You don't know until you see. It depends. I think mail-in voting is going to rig the election. I really do."
The NFL now considering canceling all preseason games for the upcoming season. Owners submitting a proposal to the Players Association as the two sides work to better outline safety guidelines during this pandemic. There is no word as to whether the players are going to accept that deal. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A couple of Texas Titans slugging it out on Twitter over a number of issues, especially kneeling during the national anthem. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban tweeted, "Bye," to a social media commenter who had said they were out as a fan as soon as a player was to kneel during the national anthem. That led Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz to take a screenshot of Cuban's tweet and then post that the NBA is telling everyone who stands for the flag and honors cops and veterans to blank off, in Texas no less. The two went on to exchange a number of other criticisms as their tweet war continued. Trader Joe's is coming under fire for some of the names of its international line of products. An online petition now calling names such as Trader Ming's and Trader Jose's racist, saying they perpetuate harmful stereotypes. And a spokesperson for the grocery chain says that the company did start changing product names a few years ago, but a small number of products are still being worked on when it comes to their names. More than 3,000 people had signed a petition against those names as of last night. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.